If you'd like to skip ahead to the moving meditation, simply fast forward this track to approximately the 4-minute mark. In this episode of The Chalene Show, I invite you to practice moving meditation. This is not a typical Chalene Show episode, but it's one I hope that you'll enjoy. As part of the protocol prescribed to me at the Amen Clinic to help repair my brain, it was suggested that I practice meditation on a regular basis. Probably much like you, I have a hard time holding still, sitting silently in a room, and the thought of emptying my thoughts provoked anxiety. So I started with a practice I discovered called moving meditation. Moving meditation is a fantastic skill to develop, especially for those who aren't yet ready or who are perhaps intimidated by traditional meditation. Moving meditation is a wonderful alternative to those practices where you would normally be sitting still. And it's a fantastic complement if you're looking to boost your normal meditation. It's also ideal for anyone who's a little intimidated by traditional forms of meditation. Some common forms of moving meditation include walking meditation, Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga, and even Pilates. What I love about moving meditation is that for many of us, in order to truly let go, which is the purpose of meditation, it's easier for us to do that while we're moving. So I recommend as you listen to this meditation that you do just that. Start moving, whether that's yoga or ideally getting outside. Meditation and this episode can be so powerful for you by simply moving your experience to the great outdoors. Regardless of the season, regardless of the temperature, as long as you're dressed appropriately, spending time outdoors in the fresh air has a very calming and restorative effect. The practice of moving while we're meditating can actually be quite calming. It's the repetitive motion that actually allows us to let go. So if for some reason you're not able to practice yoga or walking outdoors, consider doing some form of repetitive motion, some form of movement as you listen to this meditation. Try not to place any expectations on yourself or even a goal for this practice. Instead, just experience it. There's no need to burden yourself with the task of emptying your thoughts or quieting your mind or even staying in the present. When I first began to practice moving meditation, I started by listening to a soundscape. It was devoid of speaking or lyrics, and I found it very difficult to keep my mind focused on the present. And one day while I was on a meditative walk, I discovered an audio recording of a woman with a soothing voice reading quotes from some of my favorite authors. And that really worked for me. I found the quotes uplifting and inspirational. So the following is for you to enjoy during your own moving meditation. A collection of quotes from my favorite authors, philosophers, and thought leaders. And now we begin. Quotes from Marcus Aurelius. Very little is needed to make us happy in life. It is all within yourself and your way of thinking. When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive. To breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love. You have power over your mind. not outside events, realize this, and you will find strength. The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts. It is not death that a man should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live. Accept the things to which fate binds you, and love the people with whom fate brings to you. But do so with all your heart. Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one. Reject your sense of injury, and the injury itself disappears. The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. Therefore, guard accordingly. And take care that you entertain no notions unsuitable to virtue and reasonable nature. The universe is transformation. Life is an opinion. The best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury. Look within. Within is the fountain of good. And it will ever bubble up if thou wilt ever dig. The universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it. Each day provides its own gifts. A man's worth is no greater than his ambitions. A noble man compares and estimates himself by an idea which is higher than himself. And a mean man by one lower than himself. He who lives in harmony with himself lives in harmony with the universe. Loss is nothing else but change. And change is nature's delight. We are too much accustomed to attribute to a single cause that which is the product of several. And the majority of our controversies come from that. Confine yourself to the present. Nothing happens to any man that he is not formed by nature to bear. Life is neither good or evil. But only a place for good and evil. The object of life is not to be on the side of the majority. But to escape finding oneself in the ranks of the insane. How much time he saves who does not look to see what his neighbor says, does, or thinks. The art of living is more like wrestling than dancing. Nowhere can man find quieter or more untroubled retreat than in his own soul. Because a thing seems difficult for you, do not think it impossible for anyone to accomplish. Tomorrow is nothing. Today is too late. The good lived yesterday. If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it. Execute every act of your life as though it were your last. To refrain from imitation is the best revenge. Let not your mind run on what you lack as much as on what you have already. cannot be dishonest. To live happily is an inward power of the soul. Such as are your habitual thoughts, such also will be the character of your mind. For our soul is dyed by our thoughts. Whatever the universal nature assigns to any man at any time is for the good of that man at that time. Here is the rule to remember in the future. When anything tempts you to be bitter, not. This is a misfortune. But to bear this worthily is good fortune. Anything in any way beautiful derives its beauty from itself and asks nothing beyond itself. Praise is no part of it, for nothing is made worse or better by praise. To begin is half the work. Let half still remain again. Begin this, and thou wilt have finished. Where a man can live, he can also live well. Aptitude, found in the understanding, is often inherited. Genius, coming from reason and imagination, rarely. Our life is what our thoughts make it. The only wealth which you will keep forever is the wealth you have given away. Never let the future disturb you. You will meet it, if you have to, with the same weapons of reason which today arm you against the present. I have often wondered how it is that every man loves himself more than all of the rest of the men, but yet sets less value on his own opinions of himself than on the opinions of others. Nothing has such power to broaden the mind as the ability to investigate systematically and truly all that comes under thy observation in life. How much more grievous are the consequences of anger than the causes of it? is a sort of river of passing events, and strong is its current. No sooner is a thing brought to sight than it is swept by, and another takes its place, and this too will be swept away. We ought to do good to others as simply as a horse runs, or as a bee makes honey, or as a vine bears grapes season after season, without thinking of the grapes it has to bourn. We exist for the sake of one another. Let it be your constant method to look into the design of people's actions and see what they would be at as often as it is practical. Be content with what you are, and wish not change, nor dread your last day, nor long for it. Everything that happens, happens as it should. And if you observe carefully, you will find this to be so. Natural ability without education has more often raised a man to glory and virtue than education without natural ability. On success, never look around to see whether any shall note it. Be satisfied with success in even the smallest matter, and think that even such a result is no trifle. Thank you for spending this time with me. I hope that you found this special edition of The Chalene Show useful in your practice of moving meditation. If you did, and you'd like to hear quotes from additional authors, philosophers, and thought leaders that I love, please let me know your feedback. You can do so by going to chalenejohnson.com/speakpipe, or hit me up in the socials and let me know what you thought of this episode. I promise in the future we'll return to our normally scheduled programming, but I want to take this opportunity to congratulate you on trying something different, maybe something you haven't tried before, and giving meditation, even if it's the practice of moving meditation, a try. Thank you again, as always, for your feedback, your comments, for becoming a subscriber, for reaching out to me daily on the socials, and of course, thank you for the time that you've spent with me today. You are thebomb.com.